This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 15. Mr. Fox Goes A-Hunting, But Mr. Rabbit Bags the Game. "Atta Brer Fox hear 'bout how Brer Rabbit done Brer Wolf," said Uncle Remus, scratching his head with the point of his awl. "He 'low, he did, dat he better not be so brash, and he sort of let Brer Rabbit alone. Dey was old times seeing one another, and abundance of times Brer Fox could have nabbed Brer Rabbit, but every time he got the chance, his mind would sort of resume about Brer Wolf, and he'd let Brer Rabbit alone. By and by, they 'gun to get kinder familiar with one another, like they used ter. And it got so Brer Fox would call along Brer Rabbit, and they'd set up and smoke ter pipes, they would, like no harsh feelings ever rested twixt 'em. Last, one day Brer Fox come along all rig out, and asked Brer Rabbit fer to go hunting with him. But Brer Rabbit, he sort of feel lazy, and he tell Brer Fox that he got some other fish fer to fry. Brer Fox feel mighty sorry, he did, but he say he believe he'd try his hand anyhow, and off he put. He was gone all day, and he had a monster streak of luck, Brer Fox did, and he bagged a sight of game. By and by, towards the shank of the evening, Brer Rabbit sort of stretch himself, he did, and now it's most time for Brer Fox for to get along home. Then Brer Rabbit, he went and mounted a stump for to see if he could hear Brer Fox coming. He ain't been there long, for sure enough, here come Brer Fox through the woods, singing like a nigger at a frolic. Brer Rabbit, he lipped down off of the stump, he did, and lay down in the road and make like he dead. Brer Fox, he come along, he did, and see Brer Rabbit lying there. He turn him over, he did, examine him, and say, says he, "Dish here rabbit's dead. He look like he been dead long time. He dead, but he mighty fat. He the fattest rabbit what I ever see. But he been dead too long. I feared to take him home," says he. Brer Rabbit ain't saying nothing. Brer Fox, he sort of lick his chops, but he went on and left Brer Rabbit laying in the road. Directly he was out of sight, Brer Rabbit, he jump up, he did, and run round through the woods and get before Brer Fox again. Brer Fox, he come up, and dar lay Brer Rabbit, apparently cold and stiff. Brer Fox, he look at Brer Rabbit, and he sort of study. After a while, he unslung his game bag, and say to herself, says he, "These here rabbits gwine to waste. I'll just about leave my game here, and I'll go back and get that other rabbit, and I'll make folks believe that I'm old man Hunter from Huntsville," says he. And with that, he dropped his game and loped back up the road after the other rabbit. But when he got out of sight, old Brer Rabbit, he snatched up Brer Fox's game and put out for home. Next time he see Brer Fox, he holler out, "What you killed the other day, Brer Fox?" says he. Then Brer Fox, he sort of comb his flank with his tongue and holler back, "I caught you a handful of hard sense, Brer Rabbit," says he. Then old Brer Rabbit, he laugh, he did, and up and respond, says he, "If I'd have knowed you was after that, Brer Fox, I'd have loaned you some of mine," says he. End of chapter.